Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my goodness. I hate to miss that. Just another fucking day. Evil Weasel Wednesday. The 22nd day of December already, people. 2021. Oh, man. Let's see. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's supposed to start snowing again today. We got just a little bit, maybe like half inch. But it's supposed to get some dumping on us, so we'll see. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here today. We're going to start off with Rockefeller Foundation planning to communize and weaponize the global food supply. The Rockefeller Foundation? There's some fucking corporation, non-governmental motherfuckers. You're looking for a fucking enemy to fight, you cocksuckers? We'll wipe your whole fucking family off the planet. Get ready for it, son of a bitch, because you're in violation of our fucking law. You fucking treasonous dog shit. And we'll get nasty about them when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, before we jump into this, you know that we've got the unvaxxed. One of the communist planks for the takeover of fucking America is, of course, dividing the fucking family. And the comments I read and the things we've read, and we all know what's going on out there, they are trying to divide our fucking families. And I'll tell you what, before I'd allow it, I'd hate to do it. I never even laid a hand on my children fucking growing up, but I'll fucking take a belt and beat fucking welts all over their fucking bodies. I don't care how goddamn old they are. And I'll tell them, you ain't not going to fucking go against the goddamn Bill of Rights. Get it through your fucking head. Anyways, the Rockefeller Foundation planning to communize, and weaponize the global food supply. Who the fuck are you, Rockefellers? Hey, Rockefucker, come to my fucking house, you son of a bitch, and tell me what you're going to do to me. You're nothing. You have to hire your balls, 911 balls. That's what you have. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A new report from the Rockefeller Foundation called Reset the Table. You know, I don't want my fucking table reset. I want you to get the fuck out of my goddamn life and leave me be before I have to fucking destroy your ass. But we're already past that, aren't we? We're at the point where we're going to destroy your fucking ass, you criminal son of a bitches. You'll never take that fucking Bill of Rights away from us. You'll never take our law. You'll never take our jurisdiction. You are going to answer to that fucking jurisdiction. You are going to hang by your treasonous fucking neck until you are fucking dead, dead, dead. Sound familiar? Calls for a total centralization of global food supply in order to solve the hunger and nutrition crisis. Violates our goddamn sovereignty, and you ain't fucking doing it. You try to do it, motherfucker. We're every fucking where. I mean, it might be 390 million square miles to us. It's 390 square million miles to you, too. And with a fucking gun behind every blade of fucking grass, you bastards. Like I said, they went from that fucking, went from, there's 10% or 11% that won't get it. And then yeah, the other day they said 40 million. Today in the article, they're saying a third of the population. Well, what with third, if you even went for the 320 million people here, a third would be 100 million, wouldn't it, at least? See, they're lied. Their lies are fucking falling apart on them. And, I mean, that's quite a fucking adjustment. But, I mean, well, maybe they'll believe it. I mean, they just fucking laughed at our fucking, when we dropped it 2% and said that 62% were fucking violent. I mean, these son of a bitches, everything, they can't tell the truth. If they told the truth, they wouldn't even fucking know they were telling the truth. It'd be an accident. The Wuhan coronavirus 19 doesn't exist. The Wuhan coronavirus 19 doesn't exist. It's never been isolated. There's no such fucking thing as COVID-19. There never has been. Pandemic. There's never been a pandemic. There is no fucking pandemic. There's never has been a pandemic. This is a plandemic, and that's how they have it written here. Plandemic. This is fucking what they think. They're gonna fucking push a fucking lie far enough. They're gonna gobble us into fucking just, you know, fucking just acquiescing to their fucking will. And it ain't gonna fucking happen. I'm not your fucking subject. I'm gonna live my life the way I want to by my own will. And if you fucking try to violate the goddamn law in violating my rights, I'll blow your fucking head off. You've declared war, dumbasses. Don't you understand what that means? That means you're going to have to fucking back your goddamn mouth, or somebody's going to have to. It sure won't be, you know, Rockefeller, in the end game it's going to be, because we'll take your ass out in the when we get through with fucking kicking the shit out of this fucking 12-20% of bullshit that you're throwing at us like there's some kind of fucking force. We're going to come after your ass, Rockefeller. I don't give a fuck what country you're in. You're fucking coming here and you're going to fucking go on trial for your fucking life. For fucking goddamn espionage against we the people and our fucking the ratified law. The absolute fucking unchangeable, unalienable ratified law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791. You better fucking read it. And look at how you're violating it. You're not going to violate our fucking sovereignty. We're not accepting a world fucking government. We don't have to, and we won't. We will wipe your asses off the fucking planet. And I think about everybody in every country around the world has figured this shit out, and they've got the same fucking attitude. This is falling apart. That's why they're, you know, giving warnings that, oh, the Russians are getting, Putin said something about invading the Ukraine again. They're sitting there on the edge of, they'll jump when they think they're fucking in danger. They'll jump to that. So we got a world war. You got to fight for the homeland. It's the homeland. We all got to come together. The homeland is communist. We got to fight for I don't want a fucking communist homeland. I will give them you communist son of a bitch. You people who are fucking with them, I'll give the fucking, you know, hand you right over to the Russians. And everyone they have here in my goddamn country that is not a fucking American national, that was brought here in violation of the fucking law of my fucking land, which is you don't take what belongs to me without due process of law and give it to no fucking buddy. The Wuhan coronavirus, there was no pandemic. There's no fucking plan. It's all bullshit. And increased hunger in children by more than 500%, the report alleges. And the only way to solve it is for food to be communalized, people. International communism. Fuck, we've been calling this for what it is since its fucking inception. And fucking, oh, first it was 10 hats and there's old shit. And then they were walking around. Kind of hard to call a guy a 10 hat when they're walking around your fucking streets telling you they're having a communist revolution, ain't it? Kind of makes you look stupid for everything you've ever fucking said about somebody who fucking knew what they were talking about when you didn't have a fucking clue. And you went along to get along because you're a fucking coward. Hunger in children by more than 500%, the report alleges, and the only way to solve it is for food to be communitized and controlled entirely by a global central government. Fuck you. We will not surrender our sovereignty. We will not surrender our nation. And we sure as hell will not surrender our individual rights and freedoms, our natural fucking rights. We will not surrender to your unnatural fucking sick-in-the-head pedophilic fucking communism or your fucking pedophilic fucking sickening fucking goddamn fascism. Like I said, they took the fucking the elements of both. And the ones that work the best to control people, and they've tried to fucking call it democracy, bro. This ain't a fucking democracy. This, if it was founded as a fucking republic, I mean, supposedly. But what this is a free fucking nation that belongs to the fucking American nationals, and we ain't giving up a fucking inch of it, you son of a bitches. And when we get done with you, everything that's been stolen from us is gonna be given back. And you're all going to be fucking hung for the fucking crimes you have committed against our people in violation of our fucking law. It's real fucking simple. They keep talking about civil war. This ain't no civil war. This is a fucking the people standing up and enforcing the fucking law. This is what we're supposed to do. Dr. G, I love these names. Rajiv J. Shah. I mean, is that Middle Eastern? I mean, all the people that you see in your fucking government have been here for fucking 2 fucking days, and they think they're going to take people who have been here all their fucking lives for generation after since the beginning of this goddamn country, and you're going to put us under your fucking iron hand. You fucking give her a go. The foundation president admits that the in the opener that calls to globalize the world's food system is not now. Globalists have been pushing for it for many years, and only now, thanks to the Fauci flu, which is a fucking lie, it's a goddamn lie, everybody fucking knows it's a lie. The people who have fucking were, it's just like the voting thing, the people who participated in it out of pure blind stupidity are now, it's gone from kind of right to, yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, we were wrong. Yeah, a little fucking late on that one, aren't we? Food system is now, globalists have been pushing for this for many years, and only now, thanks to the Fauci flu, the fucking COVID-19 does not exist. It is finally within reach. None of the aggressive measures proposed in the report would have been possible were it not for the widespread destruction of society and its supply chain caused by the... You think the widespread fucking destruction of society could be accredited to the fucking unlawful mass migrations across the world, changing the fucking population, bringing fucking third world fucking peasants in here who don't know fucking shit about Shinola, and fucking and give and tell them, yeah, push it out and then you get money. I mean, the corporate vote is a fucking fraud. The corporation's a fucking fraud. It was created in violation of the fucking law. There's no two fucking ways about it. But these third world motherfuckers, it's just like pumping all the Irish in here during the fucking Civil War to fight for the fucking North. Those people didn't have a fucking clue what they were fighting for or against. We just get a stay if we fucking, well, we've been told to come over here and, well, I want to be an American. Yeah, and then fucking, you know, just like on the gangs in New York where they're loading the ship, these guys are coming in off the fucking boats from goddamn Ireland. They're getting uniforms. They're going onto the boats as they're carrying the caskets of the ones that came before them down the fucking ramps. I mean, fucking be stupid. Be used if you can. But you're not going to fucking, you're going to end up in the trash heap of fucking history. Believe it. Oh, finally in reach. None of the aggressive measures proposed, we did that, okay. Chinese virus, we were in that, okay. Have been possible were it for the widespread destruction of society and its supply chains caused by Chinese virus lockdowns and other... I got news for you, son of a bitches. There ain't no fucking problem here. We just go down and we go down by the fucking millions because we have the fucking millions and we have the fucking guns for the fucking millions, and we go down and we just take the fucking ports back. They fucking belong to us, and we just start fucking unloading shit or sending shit back to fucking China and tell them it's going to be made here. No more fucking goodies for fucking China. You motherfuckers, you fucking survive on your own, and you're not getting another single one of our resources, because we'll be at those goddamn, we'll be at those fucking docks, and not when goddamn raw resource will leave this fucking country, including the fucking oil. We will just fucking buy our numbers, buy our guns. We will shut your ass down. You better be worrying about what we're going to do and quit threatening us, you fucking... When some little piece of shit like Fossey up there, like, one third of the population is hardcore anti-vaxxers. You know, it's more than one third of the population, and you fucking know it. We'll steamroll your fucking ass. And you can keep throwing all these fucking threats out there you want, and that's really all that's going on in New York, is just fucking threats. Go ahead and write it down on a fucking piece of paper, and then get ready to enforce the son of a bitch against the largest army on planet fucking Earth. I know you want us to kill each other. I always wondered many times about the so-called civil war, brother against brother. How could you ever divide a family like that when these motherfucking snakes are fucking experts at it? But like I said, don't let it happen. I'll guarantee you, if you have someone who is disassociated themselves with you so that they fucking... they got to protect their fucking moolah coming in, their money, the money they fucking worship. They're going to try and stay away from you. But you run across them, whip their fucking ass. Say, that's what's coming to you, son. I don't want to have to fucking do it. I mean, I don't want to have to kill you, but you ain't going to be no goddamn communist. There ain't going to be no communists in this country. You're not taking away my grandchildren's fucking freedom because you're weak. But you will stand and you will fight for that fucking freedom. You will fight for that fucking Bill of Rights, or I'll beat the hell out of you every time I see you. Now call a fucking cop. Call some balls. It could get interesting, but don't be fucking nice about it no goddamn more. I mean, fucking, we don't want to see our fucking relatives dying, but goddamn it, if they're gonna fucking try and kill us, there's only one fucking thing you can do, and the fucking thing is, we're just plain ass meaner. Way, way, way fucking meaner. And because it takes a weak person to fall for this fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't, they'll tell you it don't even fucking exist. But still, we got money, money, mammon. This is mammon giving it its final fucking goddamn push. And it ain't gonna fucking be enough. Sorry. The numbers are gonna fucking overwhelm your ass, and all you son of a bitches are gonna hang. Okay, the report, of course, puts things differently, suggesting that the pandemic was an unfortunate and unexpected curveball planned since 1984. Oh, it was just, and Obama putting the fucking goddamn sections 10-21 and 10-22 in the National Defense Office. Oh, that wasn't planned. It was just a coincidence. Try and enforce. Try to fucking arrest people with military fucking police. And all you're going to be doing is picking up your bodies and our fucking bodies, because we ain't giving a fucking inch. You better get it through your fucking head. And there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are you. I'll tell you, you know, 100. They're admitting to 100 million now, guys. Okay? Think about that. Oh, it was just fucking, you know, 10 million or 20 million that wouldn't take. Yesterday, fucking Fossey admitted to 100 fucking million. If that's, a third of the population in this goddamn country, I bet there's 500 million here if you want to fucking count the goddamn illegals. So I don't know which fucking numbers. They don't know. They're just making shit up. But if he says a third, I say fucking two-thirds. More than that, they got 12 to 20 fucking percent. That's all they fucking have ever had. That and the goddamn machine. That and the fucking money machine and the fucking control of the currency. That is all they've ever fucking had. And they shouldn't have ever got this goddamn far. But it was the dumbing down of the fucking people. It started in the early 60s when the communists infiltrated our fucking schools. And then, you know, through the 70s, when old mom had to go to work because we're in a recession, Well, in the richest country on planet Earth, the Jews decided they wanted the fucking women going working too, and then you turn raising your children over to the fucking state so that they can fucking turn them into fucking your goddamn enemy, so they can make them like the Khmer Rouge. Well, children don't tell me how to fucking live. They don't fucking bat-mouth me or nothing else either. Better not try it. The report, of course, puts things differently, suggesting that the plandemic, and this is how they're putting it, was an unfortunate and unexpected curveball that now requires a total transformation of the world system. Oh, it was an unfortunate, unexpected curveball. It was fucking bullshit. It's been bullshit. It's a lie. It's been a lie. They think that they're going to fucking do this on one single fucking lie. Well, they keep making variants of the lie, but 0 + 0 + 0 keeps equaling 0. You have never fucking isolated and identified any such fucking thing as COVID-19. Never. You have not identified any immunity to it. What you are trying to do is force a fucking goddamn biological kill agent on the fucking population of this earth to bring the numbers down to where your fucking asses aren't looking at getting hung every time you wake up. These son of bitches got to be waking up in the morning and say, man, I'm going to, this fucking blows up, man, they're going to kill every goddamn one of us. And yes, we are. You son of a bitches, you plan on killing off fucking goddamn 8 billion fucking people, 8 billion, 8.5, 8 and 3/4 billion people. 8.5 billion people? Is that what you're planning? You think that we're not going to fucking kill you back and we don't outnumber you by fuck so many goddamn... It's pathetic. But the goddamn information is getting through. The truth is getting through. And the people are saying no. They're not going to show it on Fox fucking News. That mainstream fucking pig shit eating fucking Jew-owned fucking organization is not going to show it. They're not going to show you any successes that the fucking cause is having. But we are having an effect, make no doubt about it, people. They are getting desperate. They're getting desperate enough to go for a fucking world war. And all we got to do is say, nope, we ain't fighting a fucking world war. Anybody comes to invade on our land, we will fucking kill them. But we're killing you too, you son of a bitches. You're fucking talking about God. You know, I'm so fucking, I love these people. The voter. I'm so smart, I'm the one who goes out there and votes. You are the people, then, that are responsible for the condition we're in right now, aren't you? What the fuck do you think we're going to do to your stupid asses when this is over? What do you think you're just going to... Oh, God, they got the liberty back. I guess I'll start voting again and see if I can get rid of it, you fucking fools. You ignorant fucking ignoramuses. You are going to fucking answer to the fucking piper. That's all there is to it. You have committed treason against your people and against our law. And you will answer for it. Every fucking one of you. The report, of course, puts things differently, suggesting that the plandemic was an unfortunate, unexpected curveball that now requires a total transformation of the world system. You bet you. You bet you. Whatever you say, I'm so fucking dumb. You could sell me dirt. The reality is that the pandemic was planned in order to accomplish these long-standing goals of the globalists. No fucking shit. I mean, goddamn, it's been, fuck when somebody's doing something right in front of your face, somebody's mixing up a fucking jug of lemonade, and they fucking tell you that they're fucking building a fucking goddamn box. I think you know the fucking difference, don't ya? And everybody did know the difference, and nobody had to go along with this. This could have been shut down right from the fucking get-go, but they'd have tried something else right behind it. They've been trying thing after thing, just like the swine flu in the 70s. They fucking have these aspirations for fucking to kill off all the population down to the number they want and be gods on this earth. You're not going to do it. Mammon is strong. I've watched Mammon, but Mammon ain't that goddamn strong. It ain't stronger than 7 billion fucking people. I guarantee you that, you son of a bitches. And the goddamn people in the military are fucking turning on you, too, because they understand what your diabolical fucking plan is. You are some sick son of a bitches. You old propagandist. I mean, I know you're throwing this stuff out here just to fucking... We're gonna, I guess, enough signing papers and gunners, and you think it's just gonna happen. Well, it ain't. And we're not going to just fucking die on the fucking vine. We're fucking teaching the fucking younger people every fucking day. And they're more and more and more and more and more fucking learning every fucking day. They understand what the fucking plan is, and they're not going to be your goddamn slaves. Give it fucking up. Let's see, where were we here? Reset the table is simply one piece of the overall great reset. And fucking, you know, they got these in parentheses. That was put forth by the World Economic Forum. Some bunch of the fucking 1% got together. A 1% that are taking all the fucking wealth of this fucking world, except for the fucking, they're taking 99% of the fucking goddamn world, riches, the world's goddamn wealth. And the 1%, they fucking, you can divide that up amongst the rest of yourself. These, what arrogant. These are just a hand, remember, this is just a handful of fucking people. 700 people decided that everybody in this world, you're going to change the way you live. You're going to change the way you talk. You are going to become a subjugated fucking slave to me. Well, motherfucker, I mean, I know you're fucking, you got lots of that mammon. But the fucking people that, I mean, everybody sees this. Everybody sees what you're doing. And this fucking country is the largest, we have the largest fucking army on planet Earth. You ain't gonna do shit here. We'll smear your fucking ass. So when you want, I mean, just quit your fucking threats and get to fucking doing it. I mean, there's another article I think I got here about, gonna send out, goddamn military is gonna send out these test kits. You keep sticking your toe in that fucking water. And you know, this time it ain't just cold fucking water. You're going to get a fucking piranha and it's going to rip your fucking toe off, you son of a bitch, and you're going to quit sticking your toe in the goddamn water. But all of this shit is just shit they're slinging against the wall to see if anything will stick, and it ain't. It's like throwing it on Teflon or one of them fucking goddamn copper plates. It just slides right off. You ain't gaining one fucking inch, and you know it. That's why you're becoming more desperate and talking more and more about World War. They'll stand up and they'll fight for the nation. Not this goddamn nation, we won't. Not your corporation, we will not. We will fight for our fucking land and our fucking rights. But we will not fight to keep you fucking cocksuckers in control or have you fucking get further fucking power as empires. The empires are going. We're not fucking subjects of empires. We're not gonna be. Nobody in the world wants to be. There's 700 of you fuckers who want us to be. You know what? 700 of you ain't getting ready. 700 of you ain't fucking nothing, motherfuckers. It's going to happen so fast, it's going to make your fucking head swim. And, well, actually, your head's going to be fucking dangling from a goddamn rope. You will be fucking hung by the neck until you are dead. You are not going to fucking tell us how we are going to live. You are not going to capture our fucking resources. You're going to give back every thing you have taken through your acts of fucking fraud. Since 1870 fucking one, you've given it back. There ain't one contract, there ain't one cell, there ain't one fucking thing that is fucking legitimate since 1871. Because there was no authority for it, because it was part of a fucking fraud. And a fraud cannot produce nothing but fraud. That's fucking just goddamn logic. Founder Klaus Schwab, the economic forum, I guess, we're rich people, and we've decided we're going to, you guys are going to live like this. Now, you've been living too good. We're going to decide what you're going to fucking eat. We're going to decide when you go to bed, when you get up in the fucking morning. You're going to be a goddamn real goyim. You're going to start acting like the goddamn goyim you are, and you're going to start worshiping at the feet of these fucking Jews. Well, I ain't. And there's a whole fucking lot more that, well, evidently a third of the fucking population. I mean, even if you take the number 120 million, you still got over 100 fucking million. You think 40 million of them ain't ready to fucking dust your ass? Think about 40 fucking million mad motherfuckers. And once they start doing it, everybody else that has been holding up the resent that you're not counting, and it is more than a fucking third, and you know it. You've got about 12 to 20%. We'll wipe their goddamn fucking forces out so fast they'll be fucking. I bet you to clear them fucking ships out of the harbor to try to get some Chinese over here to fucking do their fighting for them. I'll bet you that. But I'll tell you what, bring your fucking Chinese over here. We'll fucking fertilize the whole United States with their fucking blood and their fucking bones, motherfuckers. We're not playing games here. Where were we here? The U.S. Food system, very specific. systems, very specific kind of efficiency, has also brought rigidity and costly impacts on human and environmental health, alongside high levels of wasted food. The report contends disparities in access to healthy food. See, these motherfuckers get a hold of the fucking control of food. You'll fucking mind or you won't eat. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? I'll eat you. You do not fucking have a clue of how far we will fucking go. Like I said, we're going to redefine man's inhumanity to man. You motherfuckers are going to get ripped to fucking shreds. You're going to think you were being thrown into a fucking pen of fucking pigs, big fucking hogs, and ripped to pieces by them and ate. And lack of affordability for nutritious foods compared to less healthy alternatives, agriculture subsidies and support were targeted and where research and development dollars were spent. Fuck you, Rockefeller. I say you're a cunt. I say you have to hire somebody to fuck your old lady. If there's this insult that I haven't fucking given you, I give it to you, you pedophilic piece of shit. Come fucking do something about it. That's what I say to you. The current food system was apparently problematic. Oh, yeah, man, people, you know, it's just like Venezuela. You know, Venezuela's running along. Goddamn, everybody's doing good. They've got a job. You know, they're fucking plenty to eat. They're sitting on fucking oil. They're sitting on fucking gold. And then you get some socialist goddamn premier in there. And he doesn't want to turn the fucking big profits over to the fucking Jews because they take 95 cents of every dollar of every fucking that is exchanged on this goddamn planet, people. And they're going to put a direct tax on the American people for $38 billion a year. You think that shit's going to fly? Do you truly think the shit's going to fly? I don't know who the fuck is advising you, but you better find out what kind of fucking drugs they're on. I'll tell you that right now. Problematic long before the Fauci flu, fucking phony, COVID-19 doesn't exist. You see, they started calling it the Fauci flu because they don't, you know, people are saying COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19, it's the Fauci flu. No, it's the fucking flu that's been here since the beginning of goddamn time. It ain't a bit goddamn different. This is a fucking con game. And you're fucking, and people, you've been discovered in the middle of your fucking con game and you've gone past the point of no return, so it's going to cost you every fucking thing. You pushed everything into the middle of the table and fucking we pulled the ace. Magically appeared just when the globalists wanted it to. The pandemic simply brought it all to light, claims the Rockefeller Foundation, who goes, nothing to me. You are nothing to me but a fucking, I don't know, a bestiality, a fucking dog fucker. I don't know what the hell you are, but I'll tell it to your fucking face. I'll call you the piece of dog shit that you fucking are right to your face and then pummel your ass. In other words, COVID is now being used. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's now being used by the globalists to claim that the current food system is broken and must be taken over by global central government. Fuck you. Fuck you. You think we can't fucking grow and harvest? We'll just take all the goddamn shit back. We'll throw the fucking Chinese out here. We'll throw every foreign motherfucker out of this goddamn country. We'll get out our goddamn tools and we'll go to fucking work. We'll grow the fucking food. California was the breadbasket of the goddamn world. We grew enough food in California under this very same system to feed the world. You think we're the ones that did it, not you. Not you pencil pusher, not you check signer, not you phone caller. The phone caller and the goddamn check signer, the problem is that they fucking are making all the fucking profit from the fucking sweat of the people who are actually creating product. We know what the problem is and we're going to fucking eliminate it. And Rockefeller, we're going to take every fucking thing you got. You're going to be impoverished. We'll see that your fucking line is impoverished if any of them fucking lives. We'll see that your line is impoverished for 100 fucking years. They will be the fucking lowest fucking, they will be a class system and they will be at the bottom of it. They will be spit on. Just like the fucking bitches in goddamn Vichy France when the fucking, France was taken back by the so-called, I know it's all stupid, that's why it's hard to talk about. was taken back by the Allies, and they took all the bitches. See, most of the people were suffering like a son of a bitch and trying to help the underground and getting killed and fighting in the underground. But these bitches, they were sleeping with the fucking Germans, eating the fine food, the caviar and the wine, man. They were living the good life like you fuckers are right now. But look what happened to them when the place was liberated from the fucking tyrants. They got goddamn T's carved in their fucking head. Their hair was cut with dull fucking knives. They paid the fucking goddamn price for the treason they committed. You're going to play a worse one. Believe it. Anyway, where are we at here? That was the end of that, I think. Maybe. We'll see. No, there's some more. The same communities already struggle with nutrition insecurity. No, there's no nutrition insecurity. All we got to do, it's like it happened in Venezuela. One day, you're sitting there. Everything is running fucking like a goddamn Swiss watch. Everybody's fucking happy. They're fucking living their fucking lives. And then here comes the socialists along. Took their fucking guns away from them. 2 years later, they're fucking third world beggars, fucking starving to death, watching their children starve. Stand up, kick their fuck. If you hadn't got rid of your guns, you could have just fucking shot them all and just went back to work the next day in the same fucking thing. It ain't like it wasn't working 5 minutes ago. And they see that's why they're trying to stretch this lie of fucking COVID-19 as far as they can. More time that passes, the more entrenched it gets. But it's not entrenching. People are fucking regurgitating it. They're throwing it up. They don't want it. They know it's poison. And you're not gonna make it, man. You will never get the guns. You'll get the fucking bullets, but you won't get the guns. You will be wiped out. And you, Rockefeller, you fucking man, you signed your name to this, did you? You signed your own fucking death warrant, you international fucking criminal. You fucking think you're going to take control of a fucking sovereign country? This sovereign country belongs to me, by the way. And every fucking individual free sovereign national in this country. Are you going to come into the common law court and take each one of us on? All right, what you have already put to paper will get your ass fucking hung in the first fucking trial, buddy. And everybody who's in cahoots with you. So don't forget it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
They're the in crowd. We're the other ones. It's a different kind of cloth that we're cut from. We let our colors show where the numbers ain't. We're the paint where there ain't supposed to be paint. That's who we are. That's how we roll. The outsider. The outsider.
I will not get high and I never get stained when we saddle up and ride them in the pouring rain. When the junkyard dogs with a alley cat keep the wind at our front and the hell at our back.
That's who we are.
Who I'm talking to walk that walk wide open rockin'.
That's how we roll.
Back to the wall, a band of brothers together along the outsiders. We're the riders. We're the ones burning rubber up our tires. Yeah, we're the fire.
We're the young guns. We're the ones that they told you to run from.
Yeah, the player's gonna play and a hater's gonna hate. And a regulator's born to regulate. When it hits the fan and it all goes down and the gloves come off, you're gonna find out just who we are. When you are talking, walk that walk wide open, rockin' that sound. We roll back to the wall, a band of brothers together.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1246 Pacific Time, and that was Eric Crunch with Outsiders. We listened to there at the break. Where were we? Oh, yeah, we were talking about this, the Rockefellers, what they're going to do. What are you going to do? I mean, every day they're telling us something else. They're gonna get to fucking doing it. You're just fucking, I mean, God, at some point, don't you know that people are just going, fuck, I don't even want to hear it. I don't care what you fucking say. You ain't gonna do shit. We'll blow your fucking ass to pieces if you try it. Oh, let's see what here. I don't know if I'll do that one. Let's see what we got. Here we go. We'll go with this one. Pentagon issues guidelines to crack down on domestic and patriotic extremism within military ranks. Simply liking or responding to certain views can trigger discipline. Whoa. Now, you see, they try to act like this. Everything's just running so goddamn smooth. Everything's falling apart on them. I mean, when you come out and you're coming out, we're going to put you in jail for 2 zillion years if you say anything about the fact that COVID-19 is a fucking lie, that it's a fucking scam, that fucking, we're just trying to fucking put in a world government right in front of your fucking face is using a fucking lie. I mean, come on. I think you're fucking falling apart here, aren't you? Now you're turning, I mean, you're going to the fucking, that military, they were, oh man, a threat of the military, like that's a fine oil machine that they control it from the top to the bottom, and every one of them is a hardcore, fucking Stalin, Trotsky, Lenin, Marxist loving communist. Well, they ain't. And a lot of them, they're just like everybody else, the general population out here, people are figuring this fucking shit out, people. And a lot of them are fucking pissed off because they've already been harmed. They know they've been harmed. And I mean, like I said, this isn't going to be a retribution. This is going to be goddamn straight up revenge. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. On Monday, as over 28,000 world-class men and women await their dishonorable discharge for refusing to take the experimental vaccine, 28,000 people. See, the numbers are starting coming back to bite them on ass. You can't fucking not non-count. I mean, you're looking to see what's there, and a bunch is missing. You tell me it's three. It looks like 300. I got to doubt you, and I know you're a lying son of a bitch to start with, and probably it's more than 28,000. Truth be known, a lot of people probably retired out or whatever they had to do just to get the fuck out of there because they understand what's fixing to happen and they don't want to fight against their own people and against their own fucking law. Oh. Dishonorable discharge for refusing to take the experimental vaccine. The Pentagon issued detailed new guidelines that prohibit service members from engaging in a wide range of activities, citing concerns of increased domestic violent extremism. Now, there's another fucking open subject matter term, just like the General Welfare Clause, the Commerce Clause. You take 10 different people, put them in 10 different rooms, and ask them what it means, you'll get 10 different fucking answers because there's no fact involved in it. What is a violent extremist? Well, whatever I say it is, because I'm a dictator, don't you know? Whereas in a court, if you said that he's a violent extremist, how so? Oh, because his fucking views are that because they're saying they won't fucking let you take the Bill of Rights away from him, they won't be enslaved. Yeah, you goddamn right. I'm a violent extremist if that's the goddamn definition. And the people who fucking came out to Lexington Concord, you talk about violent extremists. They were going against the king within the military over the past few months. The new policy focuses heavily on service members, social media activities, and even clarifies that posting, liking, reposting, or otherwise distributing certain views have been deemed extremist is a direct violation that could result in disciplinary action. Isn't that a direct attack on the first article of that fucking Bill of Rights? I mean, how many times have the fucking you idiots been sent across the fucking ocean to defend freedom and liberty? Freedom and liberty. Well, freedom and liberty is that goddamn ratified law of December 15, 1791. And it is absolute in its intent. It is absolute written as in fucking absolute fact. And they're asking you to fucking, they're telling you, you can't, I bet you if you went on fucking line and started fucking just reading the Bill of Rights, you'd get fucking punished. Because they want rid of that son of a bitch. You cannot have a one world order with that fucking Bill of Rights in the goddamn way. Because you got goddamn over, they say over 100, I say fucking, they got 12 to 20%, we got the rest. And everybody fucking, they're not going to give up goddamn liberty and freedom. So that you can have your fucking goddamn castle on the hill and they can be your fucking servant. Your serf. You think they're, I mean, you sickened head son of a bitches. You better take your fucking shoes off and do some goddamn counting because you're fucking outnumbered motherfuckers by about 10,000 to 1. And fucking people aren't just fucking pissed at you now. We are fucking furious. You've killed our goddamn people. You fucked with our families, you dirty son of a bitches. You're going to answer up for your fucking crimes. Crimes you have committed. You talk about violent extremism. You're the criminals. You're the violent extremists. You fucking proved it 1,000 times. We've watched the cities burn. We're not blind. We've watched your fucking goddamn communist Blackwater USA fucking private goddamn agents stand there and watch the buildings burn. Help them fucking set the fires. We know who you are. We know what you are. And you're not going to fucking pull it off because you ain't even close to having enough numbers. And bring 1 million Chinese over here. And 1 million Chinese will fucking die here. Get it through your fucking head. Let's see here. Where are we at? The new policy focuses heavily on service members' social media activities and even clarifies that posting, liking, reposting, and otherwise distributing certain views that have been deemed extremist is a direct violation that could result in disciplinary action. Well, who's deeming extremist? Again, Put 10 people in fucking 10 different rooms. Ask them to define extremists. You'll get 10 different fucking definitions because it is not, it's a subject matter word. It's not like the Bill of Rights where it can only be interpreted one way, and that's the way every law has to be. Or it cannot be equal. It's arbitrary and capricious. And it cannot be a part of, you cannot have arbitrary and capricious fucking goddamn clauses in any kind of fucking goddamn absolute law. And our law is abso-fucking-lute. The people who wrote it were fucking geniuses. They knew what they were doing. They knew what these pricks were going to try to do. And they fucking set us up so that we're ready to fucking take it on. All we have to do is enforce those goddamn laws that they put in place for us. Well, we put in place for us because we had to ratify it. That we agreed upon that we're going to keep our fucking freedom. We're going to keep our liberty. We're going to keep our fucking property. You're going to get these fucking foreigners out of our goddamn country and we're going to fuck them. We're going to fucking start the hangings. Or, I mean, before or after the fucking shootout, it don't fucking matter. The same thing is going to fucking happen. And I think you fucking realize it by now. So you look for them to try to start. I mean, they were talking about the Ukraine, boy. They're really. I mean, there's a couple of articles there, man. Putin said, get ready for some military action. Oh, man. I mean, this means that the one world corporate mafia, because they all shit through the same fucking hole, that means Netanyahu, that means goddamn fucking the so-called Biden, but what you really got here is a communist committee with Barry Satorio sitting at the top, Barry Sanders, and then fucking, the squad, all these fucking communists, and not to mention they have a goddamn Constantina wire around your fucking capital, and you think that this shit ain't, you ain't at war? I think we're at fucking war, don't you? And I think it's about time we started participating in a very fucking intense way. Every fucking one of us. It wouldn't, if every one of us just fucking did it, it wouldn't take fucking 2 weeks. We'd have these fuckers out here. They want to send the Chinese. They wouldn't even, if everybody acted as one, the Chinese wouldn't even send the million over here because they know they'd get slaughtered. And then if they fucked with us, I don't care what kind of fucking little zip missiles they got. Those Titan submarines will destroy the entire fucking country of fucking China. And we have enough fucking nuclear arsenal to destroy the whole fucking planet. You're not taking us over. If it is our determination that we're going to live like we have always fucking lived, And not only, not just like we've always lived, but we're going to have that Bill of Rights in full effect without fucking one single violation on it. We're going to have our common law courts back for anybody that wants to fucking try it. Anybody tries to fuck with that Bill of Rights is going to be put up against the fucking wall by the law. We the people are the fucking law. We're the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country, and it's about time we started acting like it. It's past time. From the Pentagon guidelines, military personnel are prohibited from actively participating in extremist activities. Well, just could you define that extremist activity thing to me? But see, they go on here and they talk about the term extremist activity means engaging in electronic and cyber activities regarding extremist activities or groups that support extremist activities, including posting, liking, sharing, retweeting, or otherwise distributing content when such action is taken with the intent to promote or otherwise endorse extreme activities. Well, you know when the fucking goddamn militia came down to fucking Concord? You don't get more extreme than that. You goddamn right. Listen, Tench Koch told us we got to be ready all the time to get real fucking extreme. That we're supposed to have every fucking terrible weapon of the fucking soldier. We're supposed to be better armed than the soldiers, just in case these cocksuckers like these communists that have went in and fucking captured your fucking White House and your Capitol start trying to send fucking soldiers to fucking force us to be fucking communists and take our goddamn freedoms and liberties away from us. We started that fight back in 1775, not the goddamn elitists. They were the ones we started it against, the king's men and the colonies. And they, ironically, it ends up that they're the ones that are fucking in charge when it's over. And they were, I mean, why didn't the people just fucking kill them? John Hancock was in bed with the goddamn governor of Massachusetts, and it was a crime syndicate. But he not only left, but he left with a fucking pension. He was given a commission in the goddamn fucking Continental Army. And he got, we paid that son of a bitch till the last day he died, that criminal motherfucker. You, the people back then, fucking, they should have wiped them out. Should have killed every fucking one of them. Every one of them involved in what caused the fucking commotion in the first place. The king's man, every one of the, that was a king's man at any time should have been fucking executed. I mean, goddamn, what the fuck were you thinking? You, and especially when you write, they start the Federalist Papers, they form in the government in the middle of a fucking uprising, and they're fucking making themselves the goddamn fucking, authority right in front of your fucking face, to the point that you got the anti-Federalists showing you what they're fucking doing, and it's not like nobody, people didn't know what they were fucking attempting to do. Well, we'll put the Bill of Rights in place, and we the people are gonna have to keep in check. Why didn't you just fucking check it right there? We'd already had a lot of killing, I understand. But God damn it, you could have ended it. I mean, you could have made sure it never happened. You could have kept that Bill of Rights separate and the highest law in this fucking land. Anything to the contrary, don't even think it. You'll get put up against the fucking wall. It's that fucking simple. And they could have fucking, if you'd have kept them separate, they could have fucking put their phony fucking constitution up there and tried anything they want, but we could have snatched them out of there as individuals, drug them over to the common law court and hung their ass as fast as they signed those pieces of paper. And that's a goddamn natural fact that was the fucking error. We're not going to make that error this time. And it's going to be on a world fucking basis because people, they're not going to show it on fucking Fox, phony fucking Fox. Fox that takes down what they're told to take down. Oh, we're free and what the hell does this fucker like to say? Free and uninhibited, you phony motherfucking shill. You fucking communist goddamn Jew shill. Take your fucking shot. You take your fucking shot. You're gonna take your fucking shot. Your neck's gonna get stretched. Hey, run as far as you can. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, they are entrenched, man. I went to the health food store today. You know, it's natural groceries, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a freaking communist working there. And how I knew she was a communist was because she literally, I didn't know it at first, she had like droopy clothes on. I mean, they look terrible.
Yes, they do.
I mean, if this is what communists look like, man, we're going to kill them. I thought, like, she looked terrible. But yep. She had like really big baggy clothes on, but I noticed like she was bending down and like she was like rolling my groceries over the scanner, and I saw that she had a hammer and sickle pin on her clothes, and she had another one that said, what did she say? Free health care for everyone on one of them, and the other one was it was kill the rich. So they already infiltrated the younger people's minds, and these people really think that, well, a fool like that, she may have a little bite at the table for a little bit. She'll probably go round up a few people, but after then, she don't realize she's going to be wiped away. But, yeah, the younger ones who are shallow-brained, they have those. I mean, she literally – I didn't notice it until, like, at the end when she was bending down. She literally had the hammer and sickle. It was red, and the hammer and sickle, you know, red and yellow. It was red and yellow. She literally had that pin pinned on her chest like she was proud.
Right there. Right there, she should have been arrested.
But I know me. I know me. Yep. You know, I don't want to hurt her, and she would have got sass. I'm like, I don't hit women, but you want to act like a man, I'm going to treat you like one.
Yep. You're goddamn right. And the bottom line is she should have been arrested right there on the fucking spot. That is a goddamn act of espionage to fucking... To purport for another fucking form of government is goddamn sedition. It can't be called anything else.
She had the sticker on her.
Uh-huh.
She went for the sticker. You know the pin. It was pin on her.
Uh-huh.
The hammer and sickle.
Well,
I'm wise to the game. I'm wise to the game. I know what the hell that is. Most sheep probably wouldn't pay no attention.
Well, the bottom line is she needs to be taken over to communist China. If she wants her fucking goddamn communist utopia, that's the whole thing. That's how you know this is just for international goddamn New World Order fucking goddamn one world government. Because if you want communism, communism's right there. You could go to it. Don't try and bring it to here where we don't want it. Go, I mean, it's right there. Go to Venezuela. Go to Mexico. Go to fucking China. Go to fucking goddamn Russia. Go about anywhere on the goddamn planet because it's all fucking communist. And just to get, why the fuck do you want to try and make me fucking a communist? I don't want to be a communist. The people that don't want to be a communist are here in the United States. We live under the fucking Bill of Rights. We're free individual sovereign nationals, which is something that this cunt could never fucking imagine. She doesn't even understand what she's doing. She doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground. She doesn't know the fucking law. She doesn't know what she's purporting for. Just like the old lady I talked to. She's feeling like she's in her raggedy ass clothes and like, I can dress like a man or whatever fucking, and you know, I can be fucking act like I got fucking balls when I don't. Well, you can't, lady. Because I've seen the end of this story. I've been told the end of this story by somebody who lived it. And it didn't fucking wash, and it ain't gonna fucking wash this time. Anyways, guys, we've made it past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just look at this shit for what it is. I mean, right now, they see, the numbers are how astronomically off do the numbers have to be when they start admitting these kind of numbers? One-third from, you've gone from fucking, 10 or 12 million people hadn't been vaccinated to goddamn 100 and so, over 100 million. And I mean, in just, I mean, 40 million one day, 100 million the next day, over 100 million. What's the true fucking number? We know what it is. You're 12 to 20%, you're going to get fucking wiped off this goddamn planet. You're going, first thing they're going to do, when we, the people break loose, because it ain't going to be nothing to wipe them out when you outrun number them 10,000 to 1. But that goddamn United Nations, and they got those goddamn Chinese ready to fucking come in here, because they're the ones that are going to come in here and take us over and control us. You will die. Every fucking one of you will die. It'll be being like being sent to fucking Stalingrad. Get that through your fucking head. It's going to be a death sentence to come to the United States. And when you come here fucking with us, we're going to fucking kill you in ways you cannot even believe. And that is the word from the trend.